It's that day of the year again when enthusiasts all over the country get up early to sing songs welcoming in the summer, while the rest of us are still tucked up in bed, that is, if you don't have to present breakfast programmes, yeah. Here in Kent, one group is celebrating 21 years of singing the May Dawn. They're called Dead Horse, and they're back now from their dawn awakening at Beacon Hill in Whitstable. And what better for a breakfast programme? They're having breakfast. Mark Lawson is one of their number, and he's with me now. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, good morning.
Has it been a hearty breakfast?
Oh, yes, yes. Three sausages each.
Fantastic. And Weetabix too, no doubt. What's the appeal of welcoming the summer on May the 1st?
Well, it's something that you have to do if you're a real Morris side, or like to think of yourself as a proper Morris side. You have to see in the dawn. If you don't do the dawn on May Day, then you're not a Morris man. You're just somebody who does calisthenics in funny costume.
Now, this morning I went past Goudhurst and I saw the big group gathering at 5:30 in the morning there, where the Morris men were all together, and loads of people have come out of their homes. Now, I wondered whether they'd come out of their homes because they want to support the event, or they knew they wouldn't get any more sleep anyway.
A little bit of both. Most people are very happy to see us, and because they feel it's really part of the summer and part of the English tradition of welcoming in the summer and the May blossom when it blooms, which incidentally it's done very early this year. You know, we've had an exceptional April, and the hawthorn blossom, the May blossom, it's almost beginning to finish rather than... So it's been no problem finding it. There have been some years in the past when we've really had to hunt and shelter spots to get May blossom on May Day.
So what is the significance? Bring us that feeling of the significance of May the 1st.
Well, it's the start of the summer season. And originally, it wasn't an arbitrary date on the calendar. The May blossom was the start of the summer, because the May responds to warmth in the day. So it only blooms when, really summer temperatures have arrived. Summer proper has arrived, rather than just an arbitrary set of dates on the calendar. The old country saying, "Cast not a clout till May be out," didn't refer to the month originally, it referred to the bloom. And it's a very effective country calendar for telling you when the season of summer has arrived.
Now, you kicked off this morning, I know, about 5:20, then went to the harbour, home for breakfast, and then you're going to do a tour of schools a little later on today.
Yes, yes. It's something we do in Whitstable every May Day. And when the 1st of May falls on a weekend, we do it on the Friday closest to the first. We go around the local schools because, you see, it is an old Whitstable tradition. There is an old photograph that shows the Jack in the Green that was taken about 1905 going down Whitstable High Street with Robin Hood and Maid Marian. The custom lapsed sometime after that photo, and it was revived in the 70s by Dixie Fletcher and of the Duke's Folk at the Duke of Cumberland Folk Club. And it was being kept up by the Oyster Morris and other Morris teams to the present day.
Now,
we do the 1st of May, you see. We are Dead Horse Morris, okay. And we're the local Whitstable side.
And just because we're running out of time, Mark, just tell me, I know you're 21 years old this year, not you personally, but the Dead Horse group, and what song did you sing to greet the dawn?
We sang Hull and Tow, which... Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on, go for a little bit.
All right. Take Nascon to bear the horn. It was the crest ere you were born. Your father's father wore it, and you shall
be there all day, I tell you. Let's find out what's happening on the roads right now with James.
Thanks, Tom. M25. Usual delays clockwise 5 to Clackett. That's causing